Easter is a time of life. It is a time of hope. It is a time to enjoy the gift of beauty as we see the spring season going on, flowers and green coming out. But it is also a time to bear witness of the living and resurrected Christ with a sincere and deep faith. St. Peter, after knowing Jesus for a long time, was able to understand and experience the glory of the risen Lord, and then with the strength of the Holy Spirit, he was able to give his testimony of Christ, his testimony of faith, in front of his own people, those who crucified Jesus, the disciples of Emmaus, were going back to their village. And then Jesus came up and walked with them, but they were not able to recognize him. Only after he explained to them the scriptures, especially those related with him. And finally, at the family table, at the breaking of the bread. So what is the invitation of the Word of God for us today? I have a few questions that may help us to discover the invitation today. Have we experienced the risen Christ in our life? How do we know he is risen? How do we know he is alive? Do we know and understand the scriptures, especially the message of Jesus in the Gospels? How do we live the breaking of the bread here at the table of the altar and in our daily life with those we share our life, especially in times of challenges and difficulties? How is our testimony of the resurrection? Are we witness of life, hope, and joy? My brothers and sisters, it is clear that in this turbulent time, we are invited more than ever to discover the risen Lord among us. He is with us, and he is alive. We are invited to discover him at our personal prayer, when you get into your own time and you get in touch with him. We can discover him at our daily reading and meditation of the scriptures. He is also at home. Yes, at home, with our families. We are invited to discover him among our beloved ones. We are invited also to discover him at work and in the service that we can render to the poor and the afflicted. We are invited to discover him also in our community, and especially having the possibility to be together, celebrating the breaking of the bread, that is the Eucharist. That is the sign of His presence among us, that we are celebrating more than 2,000 years ago. We are invited to discover Him here. And every time that we celebrate the Holy Mass, the Holy Eucharist, we are invited to discover Him walking with us in our life. That is the first invitation today, to discover the risen Lord among us. We are invited also to have faith in Him and in His mercy, and to bear witness of Him and His resurrection today in our time. To be His witness with our own life, living fully our call, as St. Peter was saying to the believers, we are invited to live our life, to live out our own vocation. For me, being a priest, for you, being a father, a mother, whatever is your call, we are invited to live in such a way that people will discover in us the living presence of Jesus. Loving others and our life, defending life at all levels, we are also invited to be His witness with our hope, never being in despair, and having Jesus' resurrection as the foundation of that hope, looking always for new possibilities in our life, looking always for new possibilities in our relationship with others, and in everything in the world around us. We can be witness of Jesus being people of hope. Sometimes people say, oh, Father, I don't look at the news anymore because I lose my peace. But it's important to see what is happening. And it's important also to know that even though the things may be bad, there is always hope. Because we believe in the one who was able to conquer death, that is Jesus. And that faith should give us the strength to be His witness, never losing our hope for a better life, for a better world, for a better situation in the world. We are also invited to be His witness with joy. That is the deepest feeling of being loved by God. That is the deepest feeling of having Jesus as our Redeemer, our Lord, and especially our friend. Jesus wants to be your friend. Jesus wants to be my friend. And that should be a reason for joy, to rejoice and to know that He is our friend. Joy that is the deepest feeling of being His followers and witness today in our world. Merciful God and Father, give us the grace to discover the risen Christ among us, and strengthen our faith and hope every day. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.